While water charges are not scheduled to come into effect until 2015, the Irish Independent is reporting this morning that disagreements have arisen between Irish Water and Environment Minister Phil Hogan on whether the amount of free water allocated should be based simply on the size of the house or on the number of people living there. Fionnán Sheehan, political editor of the Irish Independent, joins me now. Fionnán, good morning to you.
Good morning,
Miles. Just summarise what this dispute is about for us, if you would.
Sure. Charging for water is going to come in from October 2014, and the first bills are going to be issued in January 2015. The way the system will operate is your house will receive a meter. You will receive an initial free allowance of a basic requirement of water, and anything over and above that you will have to pay for. So you'll pay a standing charge for the metering system, similar to an electricity system or a telephone system, and then it'll be based upon usage. The free allowance is the big question that is unanswered at the moment. Exactly how much will you get? The average person uses about 145 litres of water a day. It's not expected to cover that. It's supposed to be a lot smaller than that. But obviously people will be interested to know, well, exactly how much free am I going to get, and then from what point do I get charged? There are a number of different models off which you can measure the free allowance. One option is you decide upon the number of people that are in the house, and you allocate a certain amount per person in the house, and then over and above that you end up paying for the rest. The other model is what's referred to as an architectural model, where you basically decide, well, every house of a certain size has X number of people living in there on average, and therefore that's the allocation. But there's an obvious problem there in that you could have two houses side by side. You could have a single person living in one house. You could have a married couple with four kids living in the one next door, and therefore they'd end up getting the same allowance. So the family would obviously be using an awful lot more water, and the free allowance wouldn't be enough for them, whereas the single person living on their own, the free allowance might cover all of their requirements. The flip side is, though, that if you go down the route of an allocation per family, you have the administrative difficulty of figuring out, well, how exactly do you measure how many people are living in the house? Do people have to register it? Is every time a new child is born, do they have to re-register the family? Every time somebody goes to college, do they have to downgrade? How do you police it? And so on and so forth. So there is an obvious administrative difficulty there. Irish Water are currently pitching for the idea of an architectural model where you would develop some sort of mathematical matrix that would basically guesstimate on average how many people are living in houses of particular size. The Minister of Environment, Phil Hogan, is arguing that no, it should be based on the number of people in the house.
So presumably Irish Water's position is based on practicalities and Phil Hogan's is based on politics.
Yeah, I mean, and that's very often the way that these things tend to work out. This is rather similar to the argument of 12 months ago when the property tax model was being devised. And at that point, the economists and the advisors of the government were saying, no, this should be based on site valuation tax. It should have nothing to do with the size of the house or the amount that's put into the house.
Which turned into an urban-rural argument.
Yeah,
really.
It's just about what's the value of the site that the house is built upon. The argument that came forward from the political side was, well, you could have a mansion next door to a shack, but they could both be on the same road and on the same size site. So therefore, the person living in a very small house is paying the same as the person in the mansion, and that wasn't equitable. The same issue is arising here. Who will ultimately decide is the Commission for Energy Regulation. They're expected to open this up to public submission pretty soon. They've already received some submissions on representations, obviously, from the government side and the Irish Water side. You may end up with some compromise. You may end up with one or other model being adopted. But yeah, I think it will be extremely unpopular. This measure is already going to be unpopular enough, but if you end up going down the route of just randomly picking, well, that's a three-bedroom semi-D on a road, so there must be four people living there. Then there's obviously got to be objections from people who say, well, no, we have more people living in our house, and the people next door have less people living there, and it isn't fair.
And the rollout of water meters has started. They are being installed. Is there any evidence of protests taking place around the country at the installation of the meters? There was suggestion that perhaps people would involve themselves in silent protests, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, there's been suggestions that you know, people should stand over their stopcock and prevent the meter from being installed. I think your difficulty there is that there is going to be two ways of billing people here. Not everybody is going to have the meters installed in time for the billing system to come into effect, so they're going to end up paying basically a flat charge until a meter is installed there. So if you prevent Irish Water from installing a meter in your house, you're simply going to get a bill that charges you a flat rate based on a guesstimate of how much on average you would end up using. So the difficulty there is going to be, well, you don't pay the bill, and if you don't pay the bill, well, your water won't be cut off, but the pressure will be reduced quite substantially. So you'll still be able to get drinking water, but you won't be able to run the washing machine. So, you know, I think there are obviously penalties that can be implemented there. It's going to turn into a service similar to your gas, your telephone, your TV or your electricity. If you don't pay for the service, then you're not going to be able to avail of it.
Now, of course, when this actually goes live, when the water charges actually come into effect in 2015, we are going to be coming perilously close, I would have thought, to a general election. So do you think that the downside for government TDs from the water charges might actually be worse than the downside for the imposition of property tax? In other words, I'm suggesting people will almost, you know, may they've forgotten about the property tax by the time the next election comes around, but not the water charges.
Yeah, I mean, the water charge is going to be a very contentious issue, and obviously people are going to see the bills that are coming in. People who don't have meters installed are going to argue, well, you know, I'm paying a flat rate here. There's no major change in the quality of the service I'm getting. I'm not actually paying based upon the use. I don't get the opportunity to benefit from the fact that I'm conserving water, or the guy next door is washing the car three times a day and he has the sprinkler system on in the front lawn. My colleague Paul Melia reporting today that 280,000 people will be forced to pay for water from potentially unsafe sources when charges are introduced, because the upgrades that are due in the system are going to take anything up to 7 years, up to 2022. So, you know, you'll be paying for a service that you're basically saying, well, this isn't up to scratch. You know, why would I pay for a telephone connection that has a crackly line half the time? Why would I pay for electricity if it's only working for half the day, and so on and so forth? So I think that issue is going to come to the fore, and you've seen it from the property tax as well. I think it's going to feature quite prominently in the local elections, where people are going to be demanding a better quality of service based on the fact that they are now paying a specific amount for it. You can argue they were always paying for it, but, you know, apart from paying for it through the general taxation system, when you are paying for a specific service through a specific charge that you are seeing going out and bills coming in, then you tend to raise the bar in terms of your level of expectation.
Fionnán, thank you very much indeed for taking our call this morning. Fionnán Sheehan, political editor of the Irish Independent, there on the water charges. It's just after 11, time for news from Michael Murphy.